From the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 1. At that time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Here in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, you'll find a question coming as a result of our fallen human nature. Individuals desiring to be the greatest of all time, and coming from the apostles themselves, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, asking who is the greatest. In Matthew chapter 20, you'll find this also being asked by the mother of James and John, that they may sit on the right hand and on the left of the Lord. This is also echoed in Mark chapter 10, verse 35, James and John speaking for themselves, asking Jesus Christ who is the greatest, and asking to sit on the right hand and on the left, this causing great resentment with the other apostles, as found in Matthew chapter 20, verse 24. This question is a question that's asked throughout this world, in every culture, in every background. You'll hear athletes proclaiming themselves as the greatest. You'll hear terms like the GOAT, G-O-A-T, greatest of all time. You'll have comparisons and contrastings with who is the greatest presidents of all time, the greatest actors of all time, the greatest politicians of all time, scientists of all time, and the list goes on and on and on. Individuals based on a fallen human nature always seeking to be the greatest. Individuals seeking to be the most beautiful, the strongest, the fastest, the most intelligent, the richest. Here in Matthew 18, Jesus Christ gives an answer to this quest and this thirst for human nature to be the greatest. He sets aside a child, and he tells them that except he be converted and be as this little child, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The same who humbles himself is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. James chapter 4 echoes this principle and teaches, Humble yourself in the Lord, and he will raise you up. Jesus Christ speaking of childlike faith, humble faith, faith that does not ask 1,000 questions, faith that does not respond with but this and but that, faith of a mustard seed, faith that takes God at his word. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? Individuals that believe the Lord, that trust the Lord, that love the Lord, that follow the Lord. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? Not the big shots of this world, not individuals found on the bright lights of Broadway or the Hollywood Walk of Fame, individuals that may not be the man of the year or the woman of the year on magazine covers, but individuals that simply love the Lord and are identified as being in Christ Jesus. Scripture teaches in Hebrews chapter 11 that without faith, it's impossible to please God. This question being answered, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, gives God the glory, because it's not about who we are. It's about who we are in Christ Jesus. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? It's not the big shots that we think about in this world or individuals that we try to emulate and try and be like or even striving to be better than someone else. Individuals that are the greatest in the kingdom of God are like little children, simply desiring to please the Lord and live a life that's in concert with the will of God. Scripture echoes this principle in the book of Acts, chapter 17, which teaches, "In Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our very being."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.